Welcome to topic 13, where we discuss the Coach Evaluation Questionnaire. A source of information about coaching effectiveness can come from the coach's clients, that is, the athletes. The way a coach considers that he or she performs duties and the manner in which athletes perceive that performance is rarely considered. It would seem that if there was a difference between the two perspectives, then a source of problems could arise. Without an understanding of potential dissonance, a coach may cause problems without realizing that he or she is the cause. The Coach Evaluation Questionnaire is intended to provide an objective evaluation of coaching performance from the participant's point of view. The intention is not to provide negative information about a coach, but to ascertain strengths and weaknesses and consequently to enhance the ability of a coach to interact more effectively with athletes. The Coach Evaluation Questionnaire can be used to gain an accurate impression of how athletes feel about a coach. It has a set of norms which provide a general rating of a coach's effectiveness when compared to coaches of many sports and independent of gender. That comparison can be used to allow a coach to determine if improvement is needed. On the Topic Control webpage is the Coach Evaluation Questionnaire content. These statements are self-explanatory, and an athlete grades these statements according to a scale that runs from 0 through 5. At the bottom of the page is a set of norms. These norms were determined from a sample of 398 coaches of both genders, a variety of sports, but generally a fairly high level of sporting accomplishment. The percentage scores are in 10-unit intervals, and can be seen that the distribution has the highest mode between a score of 60 and 70 on the test. The next highest is a 70 to 80, and then the others distribute much lower. The practical interpretation of scores on the Coach Evaluation Questionnaire are generally these. A coach gets a grade of A if he or she scores more than 80. Between 70 and 80 is a grade of B. 60 to 70 is average, grade of C. 50 to 60 would be a D, and anything below 50 would be a failure. In essence, we can look at these scores, and someone who is in the vicinity of 50 to 60 or even less than 50 would need considerable assistance with changing their coaching competency. Scores in the 60 to 80 range have many characteristics which are strong and well established, but possibly some which could also use some attention and improvement. This source of information is quite unusual for coaches, but it is a valuable source of information, particularly for individuals who are interested in educational goals or work in educational settings. The Coach Evaluation Questionnaire is the third alternative way of evaluating coaching effectiveness. Each question score indicates whether that item needs improvement or is at an adequate level and doesn't need any more attention. Valuable information can be gained from this, as it can be from the previous two forms of coach assessment, and I would recommend strongly that coaches start to take on the responsibility of evaluating their own coaching performances using the information gained from those evaluations to attempt to better their own performances more than they currently exist. This completes topic 13, and it completes this workshop. Thank you for your attention.